Hello, I'm Lisa Steinberg, and I'm the editor-in-chief for Starry Constellation magazine. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Starry Constellation magazine started back in 2003 as a small e-zine, and now it has blossomed into the amazing website that you see before you. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks for playing among the stars.
Well, since the show is getting ready to be premiering around the corner for the new season, what can you tell us is new going on with the show?
I don't want to give away too much.
Right.
Don't want to get myself in trouble. But, you know, I think this season, Promycin, and, you know, we ended season three with an episode called 50-50, which was basically this idea of Promycin being introduced to the world, but you have a 50-50 shot, 50% chance of living and developing an ability, and 50% chance of dying from the shot. So, you know, it was a big deal, and season four, Promycin, is definitely the through line. It's the big thing that's driving this season. You know, NTAC, where my character, where Marco works, working to get Promycin off the street, Jordan Collier and his group working to distribute it, because in their minds, it's part of the bigger picture. It's part of what the future had in mind when they took people and brought them back. So yeah, season four is exciting. It's really sort of these two sides facing off, and it's not black and white. You really, I think, as a viewer, it's going to be hard to tell who's right, who's wrong, if someone is right and if someone's wrong, and sort of where the real answers lie. So it's going to be an exciting season.
And what can you tell us about your character specifically? What's going on with Marco this season?
Well, what's going on with Marco? In season three, he had a short-lived but exciting romance with Diana, and now it's back to business as usual for them. So season four, I think, is more of Marco really growing into his own. He's really looked at as the go-to guy for Tom and Diana, and I think, you know, from season one to now, they really trust him. They know that they can throw anything at him, and you know, he'll risk his job, which we've seen in past episodes, past seasons, and he'll really do whatever he needs to do to help them out, and more specifically to help out, you know, the bigger picture of what they're all working toward. So I think it's just more development for Marco. I will say that we get to see Marco's apartment, which I was very excited about. We've never seen where he lives, and I think that's a big part of who this character is, and when you see his apartment, it's very telling who Marco is. So that was very exciting. That's going to happen in a later episode. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in store for Marco.
Good, because I remember when I talked to you, you know, a while back, and I was saying, well, we're going to get to see the relationship of Diana and Marco. Will that happen? And then it got so short-lived, and a lot of fans were a little disappointed that it was such a fizzle out.
Yeah, you know, I to be honest, I was a little disappointed myself, especially because there was such a build-up. I mean, from, you know, Marco was introduced in the second episode of the miniseries, so basically from day one of the show, and he's always had his eye on Diana. You've always got the sense that he's, you know, sort of had this puppy dog crush on her. So when they started to develop that more and hint at the idea of a relationship and really build it up for, you know, two seasons, it wasn't until the season finale of season two that the two characters sort of got together. So it was a big build-up, but I think the thing about our show is that there's so much happening in 13 one-hour episodes that the writers, I mean, I can't even imagine the amount of work. They have such a huge task of fitting so much, so many different characters and so many storylines. So I think that it was a build-up, and there were great intentions, and then I think there was so much happening when the relationship finally happened that we weren't able to devote as much time to it, you know. But it was short-lived, but it was also interesting for an actor, for me, to play that, you know, there's this build-up, very short-lived, and then really, really strange circumstances surrounding why they broke up, you know, this idea of her ex-fiancé coming back in a flashback and basically convincing her that this relationship isn't going anywhere. So I think for Marco, there's a lot of unanswered questions, and then the fact that they have to just start working together. You know, there's no, like, downtime. There's no, even have a chance to really have this awkward period. It's just business as per usual. So that, you know, that was some challenging stuff to look at. How do you play that as a character? So, you know, it was great, but yeah, I definitely, I definitely wish that they would have explored it a little bit more.
Yeah, because I was going to say that we got to see that big build-up with Diana and Marco, and then they had their relationship, and then it didn't work out, and we were hoping to that maybe that another romance might come his way if there's ever a time to go down that path again.
Yeah, and that's definitely an idea that producers had discussed with me and that I had discussed with them, so I don't want to give anything away, but that's definitely an idea that they are open to and that I am as well. I don't know who that would be, but it'd be interesting.
Well, we got to see that Isabel grew up very fast, and then she got her relationship with Patrick's character, so you never know who could come, I guess, and cross your path.
That's true. I think that's the great thing about the show is that, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it's this there's always that sci-fi element which can cross any two characters. It can bring in a new character. So it's, you never know what's going to happen next.
You mentioned the challenge of getting to play in the romantic area, but what is it about the show that really continues to challenge you as the actor and not just specifically in the romantic sense?
There's a lot of things with the show that continue to challenge me. I mean, on the simplest level, there's just the sheer amount of dialogue that is thrown at me, and the technical dialogue that I'm constantly having to say and memorize, and so that's a constant challenge. I mean, it's something that I enjoy and that I hope I'm getting better at, but it's definitely a challenge. And then, you know, a lot of times they've really been great at developing who Marco is as a person, but a lot of times my character's purpose on the show, or in certain scenes definitely, is to give information or receive information or sort of catch people up, and so it's always challenging how do I as an actor deliver information essentially, but in an interesting way, hopefully, and in a way that is true to who Marco is, you know, physically and mentally, and, you know, sort of where he started and where he is now. And so how do you give information as Marco? So that's always something that I'm fighting with and trying to work on, so that always is challenging, you know. And then just kind of keeping the relationship, you know, from season one to season four, keeping the relationships with the other characters accurate, you know. And again, if you're giving information, but, you know, having an opinion about who you're talking to and what your history is together, and so, you know, all of that, I think going four seasons is always a challenge to keep true to who this character is.
You also mentioned the discussions that you have sometimes with the writers about the new love interest and possibly for Marco, but how much input do you really get when it comes to your character?
You know, not a huge amount. I mean, the writers are great at discussing ideas with us, but again, with 13 one-hour episodes, a lot of times they have these ideas that just don't factor into that particular season or into those particular episodes, just because there's so much that they're trying to cramp into really a short amount of time. But a lot of times I'll sort of have an idea of where they're going with the character or these, you know, ideas that they have, and then other times it's a real surprise. You know, we get the new episodes days before we start filming them, as we get into the seasons. And so I know myself and a lot of the other actors, it's exciting to get that new episode and just to kind of see not just what's going to happen to your character, but to see what's going to happen to the other characters and in what direction they're going to start taking the show, because they can change so quickly.
Which storyline has really intrigued you the most? I mean, it doesn't have to be regarding your character, Marco, but which one has really been very interesting and you found really intriguing?
There's a lot of them. I mean, I think that Tom Baldwin, Joel's character, you know, he's gone through so much, and continues to in this season, from, you know, the divorce at the beginning, to what his son, to what Kyle was going through and dealing with that, and this idea of being, you know, really being the head of this task force set up to investigate and control the 4400, but being so personally connected to one of them. And, you know, to have it not his son, his nephew, to just be so personally involved and to kind of see how he has to either put his personal relationships aside or how he tries to work his job through his personal relationships. And so I think, you know, it's a really interesting character. And like I said, there's a lot of interesting stuff ahead for him in season four. So I think that's a storyline that's always been Sean, Patrick's character, you know, to see this young kid who sort of, you know, was just your average kind of kid hanging out with his brother and his cousin, playing his guitar, and then, you know, the ability that he's been given, and then being thrown into the spotlight and basically becoming this political figure and really growing into his own. I think that that's been a really interesting storyline to follow.
I think a lot of the characters really have just had to grow and mature, and it's wonderful to see that everybody gets to do a little bit of something at the same time, so it's not just one character specifically is having a moment. There's so many characters having a moment.
Yeah, I think the writers do such a great job at really truly making it an ensemble show. You know, they don't... they're really good at just spreading the focus and like you said, developing all the characters equally.
Well, after four seasons now, what do you think it is about the show that really continues to draw so many viewers in?
After four seasons, I think it's what we talked about a little bit at the beginning, that, you know, I think it's the characters. I mean, I think that it's definitely a concept show, and it's got an interesting concept, but you get drawn into these characters and who they are, and you follow them through these extraordinary circumstances, and you see them come out, and you see them change, and you see them grow. And so I think and I hope that people are still tuning in because they're really connected to who these people are and to where they've come and where they're going. And I think that the writers do a really great job. You know, there's so many unanswered questions, but they're great at peppering in the answers. And so, you know, you might figure out one question and then three other ones are opened up. And you know, not, how do I put this, not in an annoying way, not in like a, oh my God, will I ever have answers, but in a truly interesting way of, okay, that makes sense, but now what about this? And so you're constantly sort of trying to figure out what is the bigger picture, and, you know, what do the future have in store for these 4,400 people? And now with Promycin, way more than 4,400 people who have abilities. And so I think the show just keeps people guessing, and I think that's the key to success. You know, it keeps people tuning in.
And are you able to, or at least maybe willing to, share some of your ideas for how you'd like to see Marco's character really develop, or where you'd like to see things for him?
I always have enjoyed episodes in the past where Marco becomes a little bit more hands-on in the cases. And, you know, I think he's similar to a character, one of the characters on the original CSI, who now, in later seasons, has become a CSI himself and is a lot more hands-on in the cases. And so there's been certain episodes where Marco's like that, and they'll bring him out on the field, and they use his area of expertise, you know, to really help them in this particular case or this particular 4,400 that they're trying to find. So I've really enjoyed that, and so I would like to see more of that. You know, more of him just being closer to Tom and Diana and really helping them out in their cases. And you know, this idea of a love interest, and I think for an actor, any time that you get to focus on not just the work side of a character, but the personal side, even in the short-lived relationship with Diana, I think it really opened up, hopefully, to the viewers a little bit more of who Marco is outside of his office. So I'm definitely open to more of that and would like to see more of that, just because I think it really helps round out the character.
Definitely, and that's what I also love about Marco, is because you see so many underlying things within what he says, and you can see the glances, or you can see the different, you know, different things in his inflections, and, you know, to see the more development when it did come to the relationship was great, because we got to know a little bit more about him. He's not just the guy to come in and catch you up, or the guy to come in and give information. He's a guy that people want to learn more about, but unfortunately, like you said, there's all sorts of different storylines coming through at the same time, so they don't get
right.
to focus on your character as much as other people would like, and I'm sure you would like as well.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm also very thankful. I mean, I know that the type of character, and I knew this going into the show, the type of character that he is, you know, he could very easily just become and be written as a one-dimensional character who, you know, like you said, and like I mentioned, gives information and catches people up, and, you know, he shows up for his one or two scenes, and that's it. And so they could have very easily, and that character would serve a very distinct purpose. But the writers have done a great job, and I've tried to put in a lot of time into really trying to round out who this guy is. And, you know, and hopefully we've done a good job with that.
I'd say so. I'm sure a lot of other people would be agreeing with me as well.
Well, thank you.
I speak for the masses.
Thank you.
Well, my last question is just for those people like myself who have been really loyal viewers and really love the show. What would you really like to say to them?
I mean, I don't even know where to start. Just a huge thank you. You know, it's great to be a part of a show that you really believe in and to work with other actors and writers and directors that, you know, they're so talented, and just to be a part of that group, and then to have people that, you know, follow the show and are loyal viewers and keep the show going. I mean, that's why we're in season four, because people continue to tune in and follow these characters. So, you know, we wouldn't be able to work on this great show if it wasn't for the people that are watching. So, yeah, just a huge thank you, and please keep watching, because I think season four is going to be really exciting. I think the show goes in a bit of a different direction, but I think it's a really good direction. I think people are going to really enjoy it.
Yeah, and what I love about the show, like I said, is just there's so many different factors, but I also get worried at the same time, since I'm a viewer and there's so many new shows or shows that have been around now that are coming and going, and that's mm-hmm. what I worry is that, you know, the axe is going to fall any time now, and this is like the last I'm getting of one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, I think in this business, I guess that's always a concern, especially in television. It seems like you said, especially nowadays, shows and really, really good shows come and go. So, you know, for us to be in season four, we know how fortunate we are, and we know how fortunate we are to have USA Network, and I mean, we have USA Network, NBC, CBS, Paramount. We have so many people that are a part of our show, and so to have these people continue to support us and continue to want to make the show and grow these characters and develop them, yeah, we know how fortunate we are, definitely.